what would be the difference between a surrey and a buggy?
Well, a surrey got two seats, mm-hmm. front and back, and it was covered. Mm-hmm. And a buggy, you could let the top back on it, but a surrey, you couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. Some call them hacks. Mm-hmm. But you had to have two horses to that. Uh-huh. That hit too heavy for one. It had heavier wheels, it had buggy wheels, like in the buggy wheel, but they was heavier. But you'd kill one horse to that, a mule.
Now, in your, do you remember in the kitchen in the old house, well, you had pots and pans and all that. Where did you keep food? Where would you keep different kinds of food?
Well, you just didn't keep it. You could keep it. There were certain things you could keep from one meal to the other. Mm-hmm. And the rest of it went to the hog, mm-hmm. if you had any left over. Mm-hmm. But there was big families back then. It ain't like there are now. You see, you take in my family, they was about 10 or 12 children. Well, they wasn't too much danger or nothing running, not with that big a bunch. Mm-hmm. But you just didn't keep nothing from one mm-hmm. one day to another. Mm-hmm. Cause it would sour, you know, go to ferment or run or whatever, any way you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Now bacon, mm-hmm. that would keep, because it had done been cured before it was. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever when you cure meat, you can hang it up out there and smoke out hot weather and the cold weather, and nothing else don't have no more effect on it because it's cured. It just don't run. Mm-hmm.
No. Do you remember years ago you used to make things in ball jars? What would you call that?
Now, you mean to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they used to make a pone bread. It's about all the balls that I know anything about. Mm-hmm. You know what a biscuit is rolled out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I still eat homemade biscuit. I don't eat these I can't take them. I don't like them. Mm-hmm. I still eat your homemade biscuit. Mm-hmm. But pone bread is...
You've seen homemade biscuit, ain't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've eaten a lot of homemade biscuit.
But pone bread's the only thing I know of mm-hmm. that was made up in bone.
Uh-huh. How would you make that? How would what would you use to make it?
The pone bread?
Mm-hmm.
Meal, just like you would make a whole cake of bread.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people like that. See, you take a whole cake, you hit thin, you know, you put it to fry on top of the stove. Pone bread, you make it and put it in the stove and make it just like you would a potato. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been butter with vegetables and
mm-hmm.
whole cake bread.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of other kinds of bread might you make out of cornmeal?
Well, have you ever heard tell of egg bread, muffins, and so on like that?
Yeah.
Well, that's about all you can make out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You make egg bread, and we call it cornbread. Now, I'm talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had some folks to visit me from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
They had never even seen no meal.
Mm-hmm.
They'd never seen grits.
Mm-hmm.
They got the sugar in the grits. They thought they were going to be sweet. And I told them, I said, now, anything now that you all want,
mm-hmm.
you name it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we got anything you want
mm-hmm.
that we have here. I said, we got it all. We got plenty of chicken, pork, mm-hmm. bacon.